Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, we are back. I got my boys on the line this time, and I ain't got to wait. We got a spicy game going on, even though the Vikings might just ran away with it, especially after that failed two-point conversion attempt. But thank everybody for tuning back in. This is our part two of our Thursday night commentary show. We want to thank everybody for listening to us on a regular basis. We are having a good time tonight, and we are going to be back on Monday night for the Cardinals-Rams game, so don't forget to tune in. All right, boys, here we go. Marv, what happened? You got your wish or something? Oh, Marv was on the line. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he got a call back in. They will be with us shortly. But this game got real crazy real quick, and now they are taking it away from the Steelers. All right. We got D back on the line. Marv must have got his wish. What up, D?
What up? What up?
I was about to say, I can't hear you. Like, I couldn't hear Marv. That's why Marv got hung up on. Hopefully he'll call back. Oh, there he goes. All right. They're back in business. The Steelers are 4th-and-3 going for it on their own 30-yard line. This seems like a bad play.
It's done. Desperation kicks in. Especially if you get 4th-and-3 after you were 3rd-and-1. You went backwards.
Right. Not disarray.
Yeah, so it's all, man. It was made interesting at the end. They had to make a phone call, man. Goodell was at the game. He's like, look, we're going to have to do something. These fans is restless, man. I'm going to need a favor.
Right. They had to do something. This
is 4th-and-3. Is clock time about to expire? These fools. Delay a game?
Terrible.
Come on, man.
Right?
Yeah, I don't even know why we getting clicked. This is we get a second breath of fresh air on the wackest game in the world.
Right. I was like, well, we thought it was going to be good, and then we don't know what happened.
Yeah, that you know what
we
happened.
Literally
you dropped
thought
that
it was
dime over
good.
The top. Drop that dime over
dropped
the top.
Drop that dime.
Mm-mm. You did. You dropped it over the top of the head. That D ball.
Right.
That's all good, though. It's all good. I'll take it. They're trying to come back, but it looks like they're going to just run out the rest of the clock anyway.
Right. At this point, that's what they need to do. The way they were playing before, they better hope they don't lose this game.
I mean,
they
all
right. They got
29-0. Why wasn't they just sitting on the ball anyway? They never should have even threw the ball again.
Well, right. But the way they looking like, you know how they do. They want to give it up. They can't help themselves.
Nah, they tighten up. Mike Zimmer's trying not to get fired today. He's tightening them up. Because he definitely would have got fired today if he was up 29-0 and lost.
This boy got 200 yards already. Come on.
Right.
How many yards tonight?
I just don't understand how only 23 rushing yards, man. He averaging 8 yards a carry, man. That's ridiculous.
Terrible. Really bad.
Yeah, I tell you. That's, I'm like, come on, man. What is going on? Oh, they trying to get Jefferson in that single coverage.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, he didn't drop it.
What? He dropped it but didn't drop it. You need to go to bed. What did you just see?
Well, no. Well, when y'all see the play, y'all understand why I said what I said. Y'all gotta wait till the play, like, develops.
I sure do.
Let me know when y'all see it.
What's going on with RG3 talking about they was sexually harassing him?
Sexually harassing him?
Y'all ain't heard the word.
Oh, Kirk Cousins gone. He was down. I mean, he dropped it. Boy, it was on the ground. Yeah, she definitely put the champagne down.
What? I mean, it looked like he dropped it.
The ball came out, but he was down. The ground caused the fumble. No one did it. Oop. Yeah, Kirk Cousins was on the ground anyway, but his lineman picked it up for him. So he got lucky. Fumble, interception, something, holding.
Right.
He's going down, man. Just keep running the ball, Zimmy. Zima. Leather neck, boy. Look at the back of his neck. Yeah, it's done.
If only Claypool can get a garbage touchdown, I'll be thankful.
You ain't getting that.
I just, oh, picked off. Stop him.
Pick and stop him. What kind of mixture is that? Just like your earlier mix. Oh, he dropped it. He caught it. He dropped it. Claypool ain't getting no love.
Yeah, Claypool is a bum.
Who?
Kirk
is not a bum. You're definitely smoking something. He's having a good year this year.
He is having a good year this year. But
he's
a
good quarterback. Oh, the scoop shovels. Dang.
He's a good quarterback from, like, he knows what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do as a quarterback. He running the plays. He getting the right receivers. He actually got a lot of yards and a lot of touches.
That wasn't the bad.
He's doing great.
What was he doing, dude?
Right. Oh, touchdown! Oh, of course, not Claypool.
Oops.
And I didn't need him either. The person I'm playing got this guy as their tight end. What the hell is going on here? Who is Famous? Who is that guy?
That's the rookie. It's the rookie tight end. What you mean?
He ain't been doing nothing all game. Now he want to score touchdowns. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Only when she gets mad that she's out of New York.
Yo, I don't understand.
Ooh, the over was
going to
hit in this damn game.
Oh, now they're going for two again? You know, they're really pissing me off with this nonsense.
Well, they got to do something. Oh, man, for Moose.
I need a Pittsburgh kicker to show up, and he ain't doing nothing.
So they ain't been having too many opportunities.
Luckily for me, the guy that I'm playing also has Pittsburgh defense. So I'm in pretty good shape here. They have -2, so took away some of that touchdown.
Yeah, the guy I'm playing has Pittsburgh defense, too.
Got to suck. Oh, I need a kicker. My kicker's got a bye. Let's see.
Yeah, you
want to
get anyone. It don't matter.
Washington kicker, Carolina kicker, or Tennessee kicker? A San Francisco kicker or Chargers kicker? Ooh, Chargers kicker against the Giants looks like the best matchup. Because Washington playing Dallas, that could go left. Carolina's playing ATL, that could go left. Tennessee's playing Jacksonville, that could also go left. I feel like the Chargers should beat the Giants, no?
Yeah, they should.
Nah, the defense is tough, and the Giants' defense is tough.
Giants got to travel.
So
they
you
got,
think Washington? So okay,
they playing
so I
with
got Washington
Jake from State
kicker.
Farm.
Who would you pick? I got Washington kicker, Carolina kicker,
uh-huh.
Tennessee kicker, or San Francisco kicker, or Chargers kicker.
Either Chargers or Tennessee.
Redskins.
Chargers play Giants. Tennessee plays Jacksonville.
Redskins.
The Redskins kicker against Dallas?
Yeah, they're not going to be scoring a lot. They're going to be kicking a lot of field goals.
I don't know. Washington don't score a lot of points.
Huh?
Well, I said, they're going to kick a lot of field goals. And long, long ones,
what
too.
That's probably why Washington's at the top of the list.
Oh, well, you looky there. Well, you looky there. Exactly. Didn't even know that. And I said, big watcher, look at that boy. I tell you, boy.
I did know that. I've been looking at the list the whole time. Are you crazy?
I said, I didn't know, and I picked Washington.
Oh, you
and
didn't
at the
know.
Top of the
oh.
list. Yes.
I was about to say.
No, I said, I didn't even know what the list had said. I just said, big watcher.
Oh, what the list? Oh, I read them in order.
Well, I thought you were just saying pick something. But
oh, random?
I thought you were going random. But I would say that would be my choice.
Hold on.
It's not going to score a lot.
Is the Cowboy game in D.C.?
Is it what?
Is it Washington Cowboys?
They're at Washington.
Is it in Dallas or Washington, D.C.?
They're at Washington.
It is in Washington, sir.
At Washington.
What's that weather doing?
It's sunny and shiny.
Uh-oh. Oh. All right. It's an 8-point game here. It's getting spicy, guys. All they need is a stop.
They ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, if they don't get this stop right here, this game is over because
rain
the Vikings are definitely punting.
A 56 and a low of 39.
Oh,
there's a 25% of 25%.
And that is the game.
Told you.
Dalvin Cook.
Told you. Damn.
Unbelievable. All I needed was a Claypool touchdown.
I really thought I was
going to
lose 2 weeks out of Madison, man.
First of all, he had 4 receptions for 31 yards. He should be ashamed of himself.
There's some rain in that game.
Donnie Cook can put on 50 cents.
Say what?
Yeah, Dalvin Cook had a ball game, man.
He put up 55 points?
How many points did he get? 200 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Depends on your league, but,
like,
yeah, he's having a 38-point game. Somebody cooking with Cook. Like, that's...
I don't even know who in my league got to.
Yeah, he had 30 in my league. He had 38.
unbelievable. Cowboys versus Washington. That's going to be the game I'm watching at 1 o'clock. Nobody better call me because I'm not leaving my house on Sunday.
Yeah, we're making sure you leave your house.
Nah, and then I'm watching Brady Bills for the afternoon game, and then I'm going to turn on, like I said, I'm going to turn on the Red Zone on my other TV. And then we got a huge Monday night game ready for you. Here, let me shoot a little video for you guys, right here,
yeah.
So y'all can see what I'm working with here. It's just for you guys, though.
Dang, Najee, boy has Najee Harris and Jefferson. Dang, this fool's killing.
Oh yeah, he went off.
Oh, they won't even let me take a video on the phone. See how they be doing this?
Yeah,
oh, probably because you're talking.
Whack.
Terrible.
All right,
so when I get off.
Dang.
Oh,
and he got McLaurin through? Oh, my God. This is so cheap.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it. Terrible. All right, well, this does it. Another 3rd and 8. Oh, missed it. Looks like Steelers get it back with 2. Oh, a flag. Oh, wow.
No,
close. What? Oh, my legs are sore. Oh, no foul on the play. Looks like the game is back to getting spicy, guys.
Najee, oh, my God. This fool about to win. What the?
Off of one game? How he winning off of one game?
I'm just saying he got Najee Harris and Jefferson right now. Both top players in the game is on one person fantasy team.
He had a lucky day. That's what you could say. All right. 8-point game. Steelers got the ball. What is it going to be? You know, if this game goes into overtime, I'm really going to punch them.
No, I'm going to laugh.
Oh, well.
I don't think anybody who must have left Cook on the bench in my league. I don't even see nobody with the explosion.
Yeah, that sucks. They probably weren't paying attention thinking that fool was hurt.
Yeah.
That sucks because that fool got 40 points, bro.
Oh, yeah, I found him. He
40 points?
Did. Yeah.
He got 35.2 in my league.
Yeah, 37 in mine, man. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, that is crazy.
And on their bench, oh, I know they sick.
Yo, I would be so mad.
That wins
the game for you, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, my boy just picked up Ramondre Stevenson after I dropped him. Because I had both New England tailbacks at first. But then I seen Madison out there with Cook. As soon as Cook went down, I was like, Madison's out there. So I had to drop Stevenson to pick Madison up. Then after Madison shows up for one good game, I got to drop him again because Cook's going to play. He got the whole load. But I went and picked up Dontrell Hill, what's his name? Hillman or something? Hold on. From Tennessee, Hillier. So hopefully he ball out against Jacksonville and we be good.
They call it a catch.
Damn, that's a big play for your boy.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Claypool catching some D. Yay. That's a nice adjustment because he fell down and caught it. He got it at the drop. Damn, Faithful was a monster for that one. Holding. Come on, Claypool. Come on, Claypool. Can't be holding. Dang.
Right.
87. Okay. Big lineman. Damn. Can't do that. Y'all have momentum, man.
Here we go.
Wayne Haskins ain't even got a dang jersey on. They ain't even let him play. First and 18, let's go. We got a long way to go. That stuff gonna be a wrap.
Oh, man. And still, Claypool can't get nothing. You know, look at this.
We ain't gonna say football.
What? And Pittsburgh ain't got another timeout, and the Vikings got all three of theirs. This game is over. 44 seconds left.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shit. Well, now you want to catch 50? The ball. Yeah.
Here you go, Clay.
They need to hurry up. They acting like they got all the time in the world. They better dead that thing.
Claypool need to just chill with all his antics.
He need a touchdown. Hopefully it don't hang up on us before this game is over. We're gonna have to do 2-hour shows on the game nights because the way these shows are going, we don't even get to say bye. In the meanwhile, while we're waiting for this play to develop, everybody, don't forget we're going to be with you Monday night for the Cardinals-Rams game. It's going to be a huge playoff contingency game. Maybe see what we're going to see in the playoffs. It's going to be a big game. It should be an exciting game.
Come on, Clay. So, we're trying to get your ass out of here, man. This nigga over here fucking trying to shoot arrows and shit. He's an idiot.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. You got 30 seconds and you fucking holding the ball, shooting fucking arrows
right.
in the air.
Right, he just, right. Terrible. This is crazy. 16 seconds left. This got to be an end zone shot. Y'all don't got time. Got to be
That's
an
all
end zone
can
shot.
Do. We would have had a couple more seconds, but Claypool on a flex.
Game, you're right.
Game.
Wasted like 25
Come on, man.
For no reason.
Over here trying to arrow shoot, bro. We ain't got time for that.
Oh, boy.
Get out of bounds. Oh.
Oh. Oh, boy. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We had a great time. I told you this game isn't what it seemed to be. Looks like it's wrapping up to end up being a good game, even though it was terrible for the first half. But you guys, if you're looking for us, you can find me on all my social media platforms at official_Mimi_C. Boys, we got 2 minutes. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you. D, you can go first.
Y'all, you can find me on LaPorte Glenn on Instagram, Malboza83 on Snapchat, and Dwayne LaPorte Facebook. That's where you can find me, all the places.
Oh. All the places. Marv, tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
Man, I'm on IG at B1GMRV. Facebook at Marvin Beatty, Marvin_88 at Twitter. Pull up on me and, you know, we're going to try to figure out the rest of these college bowl season along with this NFL.
Right. We got to do something. We ain't had no luck this year. Not one piece of luck. Not one. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, he dropped it.
No.
And that'll do it, boys. That'll do it. Game is over, and we got about 90 seconds left before it hangs up on us. Again, everybody, thank you for tuning in. It has been a wonderful evening of football. At least it turned out to be. Vikings are jumping up and down, acting like they won, even though they barely scraped by. It was a good game. Make sure you guys tune in next week. We'll be with you on Monday night, and we'll be with you again on Thursday night. So do not forget, we're back. We love our commentary shows. They seem to be going well. If you guys have any suggestions for us, please let us know. And don't forget that we will also have our fantasy league next year. So we are going to be on it. So everybody get ready. Get ready for the draft. Should be a good time. Anything else, boys?
Nah, man. Just want to let the people know. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Good luck on that fantasy playoffs.
Right. The playoffs are coming. It's about to be a good, good season. Thank you to the Sports Cave Network for hosting us each and every week. And we will see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.
Peace out.
Later.